there's a Bach Partita, his third in A minor. You heard master performer Murray Pariah with the Gigue. Here with the Oasis on the new Classical FM, my name is Mark Wigmore. It's a Thursday. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, there's the Amadeus Choir, and that ensemble is in performance this weekend. The program features works for choir and strings by Beethoven, Britten, Mendelssohn, and begins with a world premiere by celebrated Canadian composer Rita Ueda. The venue is the beautiful St. John's York Mills Church, located at 19 Donridge Drive in Toronto, near the York Mills subway station. There's ample parking as well. This performance is Kathleen Allen's debut concert as artistic director and conductor with the ensemble. She's originally from The Rock, Newfoundland, and she spent her career conducting, composing, and performing. And she brings her intimate connection with the Canadian composer community to the Amadeus Choir. Kathleen Allen, welcome to the new Classical FM.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Very excited to have you here. Congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you.
It's an exciting time. Why did you want to work with this organization, the Amadeus Choir?
I've known about the Amadeus Choir for a long time and always admired the position they have in the country, this kind of dual mission of championing new work and doing the masterworks at the highest level. So that just made me so excited, and I'm really thrilled to be joining the organization.
And we're excited to, this is your first performance.
It is.
This weekend. Tell me about doing what you do, composing, singing, conducting in Newfoundland. How was that province as an incubator for you?
I think I'm biased, but I think it's the best place to grow up on the planet. You're just immersed in music all of the time, traditional music, classical music. The symphony there is fantastic. There's an incredible choral culture that I was fortunate to grow up in.
I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Because right around the dinner table, everybody loves, or just after dinner, people love to
get up.
It's
music all the time.
That's right. That's what it is, right?
Absolutely.
And that goes into the classical world, and I'm sure it sort of crosses over into different things.
Absolutely, yeah. I began writing music. I didn't know it was a thing. I just was taking piano lessons and would make up. It was easier than practicing the music I was supposed to be practicing. So I made up my own music and entered the choral world very organically too. It's just something I've lived and breathed forever.
And then Vancouver was your next stop, or did
that's
you,
right? Yeah, I did my undergraduate in composition at UBC.
Very good. And so you were there for the last while, and now you're here in Toronto, and it's working out.
Love it. So glad to be in Toronto.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Tell us
about this program that you've put together for this weekend.
This weekend, we have a real combination, like I said, of this new music and old music kind of pairings. We start the program with a world premiere by Rita Ueda.
Interesting to start there. Sometimes that's something we would get to later in a program, but
I really wanted to start us off on this new journey, my first concert with the choir, with something that's never been heard before. You'll also be in for a little bit of a surprise. The choir, we've been working with a director, and the choir will be moving through the space during this new piece to start off our 46th season.
That is that's a tease.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to experiencing that. What is the theme of this program? What are you looking to evoke over the weekend?
The title is Threnody, which is a song of remembrance.
Okay.
And the idea with this program is that we're looking back, we're celebrating what's come before, we're singing works by Beethoven and Mendelssohn, and Rheinberger, these fantastic German composers that have sort of upheld the repertoire. And at the same time, looking forward with excitement and interest in what's new and what's coming.
With this autumn weather we've been experiencing and the fall and the leaves changing and so on, when I saw the poster for the concert this weekend, it made me feel like this is the right time.
Good.
For this remembrance and
warmth. We really want the audience to feel just embraced by sound, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
So we're going to give the details of this concert in just a moment, but going forward, is there something you want to focus on or spend time on with this choir? Do you have a vision going forward that you want to complete and work on?
Yeah, we have lots of exciting things in store. I would say one of the driving forces is going to be collaboration and new collaborations. So we have a project with dancers next year. We're working with a number of different composers over the next couple of years to really contribute to the Canadian repertoire of works for large choir and in some cases choir and orchestra. So I'm really excited.
And it's important for you you bring to the table your connections with composers and different organizations all over the country. That's important to you to put
absolutely
spotlight.
Absolutely. And I've been on both sides, so right. I'd like to think that we're in a unique position to really facilitate some exciting new work.
Well, it's very thrilling. Threnody, Remembrance, Rest, and Homecoming, two performances at the St. John's York Mills Church. That's, I'm just double-checking. I'm thinking Saturday? Is that
Saturday, that's right.
One show I wrote down tomorrow, but I know it's not tomorrow.
We can't wait, too.
Yeah, that's right. No, Saturday, 3:30 and 7. And it is the debut for my guest this afternoon, Kathleen Allen. Kathleen, thank you, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks very much.
Tickets and info available at the AmadeusChoir.com. You're with the Oasis.